U.S. forces, backed up by warplanes, artillery, and tanks, have sealed off three towns in western Iraq along the Syrian border. More than 3,500 U.S. soldiers have imposed a strict dusk-to-dawn curfew. Since the operation began late last week, no one has been allowed leave, and no one, not even journalists, may enter without a military escort. Commanders say the crackdown came after two turbulent months in which guerrilla attacks on U.S. troops in the region numbered more than 15 a day. Over the weekend, the 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment invited NPR's Ivan Watson to take a look at the operation.
Saturday night, heavy artillery hurled illumination rounds over the town of Qusaybah as American field commanders sat in the back of a parked Bradley fighting vehicle to get an update on the ongoing search of more than 3,000 homes.
The only thing I want to make sure is that when he begins cordon and search that...
The U.S. military believes the dusty desert border towns in the Al Khaim region are the first stop on a suspected underground railroad that funnels foreign fighters into Iraq from neighboring Syria. For the past 2 months, it has also been a hub of ferocious resistance to the U.S. occupation.
We'd have our good morning mortar attack and our good night mortar attack, and then they'd shoot off RPGs between the dusk hours before curfew.
Specialist Alan Caldwell is one of the members of the small garrison of 700 men that has been stationed here since last spring. He says the military had no choice but to launch this operation after it failed to win the peace in the region.
We started off with the nice guy. You know, we wanted to come out here. We wanted to help him. We met with a lot of resistance. They attacked us, blew up vehicles, everything they could possibly throw at us, they threw at us. And then we pulled out, and then we just came back here and locked them down. And now that they have no choice, they're a lot more willing to embrace peace now that they don't have a choice.
Viewed from the periscope of an armored vehicle, streets in the town of Qusaybah are completely deserted at 9 p.m., except for U.S. tanks and American troops on foot patrol. During the day, stores are closed and most normal activity appears to have stopped. Locals sit silently on the steps of their homes, watching as patrols of U.S. soldiers search their houses for weapons and foreign fighters.
There ain't nothing in that.
When finished, an officer hands each family a crisp $20 bill for their cooperation with the search.
Thank you for letting us search a house and supporting coalition forces.
Thank you, Mr.
Since Thursday, American forces have detained more than 300 suspects, including at least 15 individuals who are being called foreign fighters. The detainees are being trucked in to an installation nicknamed Blacksmith Hotel.
Straighten it up!
It's a detention center with a capacity of 2,000 that was specially built in the desert for this operation. One by one, American soldiers help prisoners jump out of the truck.
It's the faker! How you doing, buddy? Vigilus!
He pukes on me like that last omelet of Halo.
The troops then escort them toward barbed wire pens where hundreds of detainees already sit on the ground awaiting interrogation. Most will eventually be released, military spokesmen say, after they are pumped for as much information about the resistance as possible. The operations commander, Colonel Jim Teeples, told the town's mayor that these measures are extreme but necessary.
I said, Mr. Mayor, you've got what I would call a cancer in your town. And the cancer is former regime loyalists, foreign fighters, criminals that are trying to control your town. So what we're going to do is we're going to put your community on the operating table. It's going to take a few days. But when we're done, as painful as it will be, there won't be any more cancer in your community.
But Colonel Teeples acknowledges that afterwards, the most difficult challenge will be trying to win back the support of the traumatized local population. Today, one resident, who said he'd been waiting for 4 days to be allowed back into his town, warned that this American operation would only convince more Iraqis to join the resistance. Ivan Watson, NPR News.